The Chief Officer's Account. The steamer was at anchor. There was a storm that night. On the morning of August 30th, the anchor chain broke, and immediately thereafter the steamer ran aground twice in succession, and the rudder broke, and when it hit for the third time, it stuck. The second anchor was brought out, and we proceeded to make an emergency rudder, which succeeded. And we also succeeded in refloating the steamer through manual maneuvering. On the evening of the same day, it ran aground again, and every effort to refloat it was in vain, but the ship was still watertight. Only 2 hours after the Hormuz lifeboat left the steamer at 7 p.m. in the evening, a heavy wave hit it at 9 o'clock and tore open the hatches, and the surf continued to flow over the ship. The four men on board searched the bridge, but quickly had to leave it in order to try to reach the summit, and we were successful. During the night, the chimney could not withstand the pressure of the waves. Swinging back and forth caused it to break off, and as it fell, it tore off part of the bridge. The wounded mechanic was left on the remaining command bridge. He had been hit hard by a fan, which had torn itself loose. The first mechanic and I tied a rope around the wounded man and got him over to the loading boom to which he was tied. During the many hours the exhausted man was tied up, I climbed down every now and then to comfort him, and I told him when the lifeboat came into sight because he had demanded that I release his ties so that he could be washed out to sea and be rid of his suffering. As the lifeboat drew near the wreck, I climbed down again and told him, but he answered, "I see no boat." I put my hand on his head and turned it so that he could see the boat. It renewed his courage because now there was a prospect of being saved. Rescuers' thanks to the higher powers and reimbursement for the rescue operation. But the Lord is given all thanks and glory because he led and preserved us in our salvation and because he proved to us the grace of being part of this work. As remuneration for the rescue, each rescuer received 15 marks for the trip on August 30th, which lasted 12 hours, calculated at 1.5 hours, and 25 marks for the second trip on September 1st and 2nd, which lasted 18 hours and 4 men were rescued, and which was calculated at 2.5 hours. Subsequently, the rescuers each received 20 marks from the Carnegie Foundation, and the Shipwreck Society in Bremen presented them with an inscribed silver medal. At the hotel in Kongsmark, the 9 rescuers were also given a rescue medal by County Council Røge from Tønder.